When we talk about democratic spaces, we're talking about places or spaces like social gatherings where there are a lot of people kind of working on community building, kind of social change advocacy, and basically areas and places and spaces where people gather to kind of build kind of community movements in the South LA region.
When you refer to that democratic activity, what specifically have you seen that people aren't aware of?
I think one of the things that people aren't aware of is that a lot of this activity takes place where community-based organizations are either situated or where their headquarters are, or in places and spaces that normally aren't considered mainstream gathering spaces.
Rudy, you've been working and looking at the vendors that are spread out across Los Angeles and the kind of changes or the effect they've had on the areas where they set up. Can you talk about like a specific example of this that you've noticed?
When George and his colleagues asked me, oh, can you think of a democratic space that means meaningful to you? At first, I kind of had a difficult time thinking of one. But during one of these evenings when I was out just scouting and looking at sort of where vendors were doing their business, I realized that there was a lot of vendors that were repurposing underutilized spaces. So the one that is featured in the Democratic Spaces exhibit is Tacos Los Huichos on Slauson and Broadway, I believe. And so what they were doing is they were repurposing a mechanic lot right under the 110 overpass. And were there, they're actually there throughout the day and way late into the night. So what was happening is at 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, when it's sort of pitch dark outside, not too much activity, you have these entrepreneurs there repurposing this space and making it safe. I thought it was significant to me because, to me, that's a democratic space, a space where people feel safe, where people could participate and take ownership over their community to an extent. Not only were they selling food, but they have tables, they have chairs, they have lights, and it really lit up the space. So if you and I were sort of walking down under the 110 overpass on Slauson, we probably wouldn't feel too afraid because these folks are there doing their work.
And when something like that happens, do you get any sense of the nearby community, how they feel?
I think that sort of you can see how they feel because they're patronizing these businesses. I'm sure there's some folks that may not like them there, but you also see a lot of folks kind of like that's the Friday night spot, whether they're coming out of the club or they're coming out of whatever event they were at with their family. They're all there, and it's all ages, too. It's not sort of young adults or older adults or just kids. It's a mix. So when I see that, when I see these folks patronizing these type of businesses, it shows us that, hey, maybe they're onto something here.
Rudy's spoken about the informal economy. What other sorts of democratic spaces, as an example, has your project worked on or focused on?
One other one is Janice Burns from the Vanson Project points to a mural called the Mafundi Mural in Watts, which is a mural dedicated to the work that the Mafundi Institute did after the 1965 Watts Rebellion. So she points to that mural as her democratic space because it points to the work that a lot of those community organizations and arts organizations after the Watts Rebellion in 65 did to kind of bring the community together. And again, this kind of points to this whole theme of this project where, you know, the formal spaces of so-called democracy are marked as places like City Hall or city government or so forth. But, you know, if you really want to see where spaces of democracy are and where the people are, you have to go out to the community where they're indigenous networks within their communities. And a lot of those places aren't your formal institutions. A lot of those places, again, are places where community businesses and community organizations are actually kind of organizing the community to take part in democratic activity.
And George, if people want to check out Democratic Spaces and see more, how do they find information and how do they come check it out?
On Thursday night at 6:30, we're actually having the launch of the multimedia exhibit here at the USC Annenberg School for Communication in the East Lobby. So that's a way to come here. The exhibit's actually going to be up from September 27th until December 2012. And also, it's also featured online. You can also you can go to either metaconnects.org or intersectionssouthla.org. www.vanguardmuseum.org to see the stories online as well.
Well, I would like to thank both of you guys for stopping by, and good luck with the launch of the exhibit.